Prince Charles, you've had time to think of the ramifications of what you said. Do you still favor a ban of McDonald's fast food?
Indubitably. Fast food is unhealthy for you.
Yeah, this coming from a guy who eats bacon sarnies and clotted cream for breakfast, or brunch, whatever the hell you royal pains in the ass eat. Listen, Duke of Dull, you don't need fast food because your life is slower than a fucking tortoise. You got a royal farmer that plants in your royal organic garden, who hands things over to your royal chefs, who make a 7-course meal served by your royal butler. Try pulling a 9-to-5 with a wife and 3 kids, and no chauffeur, no nanny, no maid, no butler, no chef. If I could put aside 2 hours for every frickin' meal every frickin' day, I wouldn't need fast food either, Lord Lazington.
There is no need to get personal here.
Yeah, it just kills me, guys like you, sitting up there in your ivory tower, looking down at us regular Joes, and making moral or lifestyle decisions for us. We got a guy over here like that, Al Gore. Global warming, this, green, that, conserve energy. This guy's got a house the size of a fucking football stadium. It burns up more energy than Camilla trying to ride the tube.
This conversation is beneath me.
What's wrong with giving the good people of England a choice? I've had English food. It's so frickin' heavy and thick. Every time I go to London, my colon gets backed up farther than the 405 in Los Angeles. I've got to get to Heathrow 6 hours before my flight just so I could plant my bum on the loo for 5 of those hours. Finding good English food is like finding someone who thinks you're straight. Oh, come on, we all know you're a beef eater.
You're acting like a clown.
Oh, good one, your royal travesty. You want me to come across the pond and kick your arse? I ain't afraid of no prince, because I've already kicked Burger King's ass. You blue-blooded, silver spoon-in-your-mouth cock.